You're listening to An Old Fashioned Christmas with yours truly, Sam Ward, right here at Audie Oldies. Well, it's hour number three of this show now, so it's time for our all-cylinder and early flat disc recordings, all material prior to 1920. The first thing we're going to hear is something by the Prince's Orchestra, and this is called the Children's Symphony. This is from the year 1913.
This is our last rehearsal. We give the old folks a surprise. We remind them how Christmas was celebrated in old Deutschland years ago. We make them young again, huh? Amelia, you and brother Carl together the piano. Here, Hans, the trumpet. Katrina, the castanet. Not yet. Don't drop the drum, Otto. And don't forget the cue with the QQ. And now, Jeannie, come, baby. Up you go on top of the piano, where you reign as queen of melody. Now, children, eyes open and mouth shut. Ready? Ladies and gentlemen, we now present our Children's Christmas Symphony. Grand finale.
From 1914, that was Len Spencer and the Children's Orchestra and Christmas Symphony. Now, Len Spencer was a very, very well-known voice. He recorded a lot of records, including the record that came with People's Edison's phonographs, which explained how versatile it was. He had been recording lots of material ever since 1900 and probably even before. But that was from 1914, as I say, Len Spencer and the Children's Orchestra and Christmas Symphony. And you'll notice that some of the horns were deliberately flat because they were toy horns. And that was the idea that, you know, children were playing along with the regular instruments. And then before that, we heard another great song, this time by the Prince's Orchestra and a Children's Symphony from 1913. We're going to stay in this era. We're actually going to go back to 1904 and hear another song that's announced. It's done by the Edison Mixed Quartet. This is from 1904, and it's called Hail Smiling Morn. This was a Christmas carol that you don't hear now, but it was quite popular at the beginning of the 20th century. So let's enjoy this very vintage Christmas carol indeed.
Christmas Carol, Hail Smiling Morn, by the Edison Quartet.
Concert band. Tannenbaum, gesungen vom Nebequartett Edison Records.
From 1907, that was the Need Quartet and O Tannenbaum, sung in German, incidentally. And before that, we heard two songs by the Edison Concert Band, Christ Is Come from 1908 and Joy to the World from 1906. And we started the set off with the Edison Quartet and Hail Smiling Morn from 1904. Really getting back there into the early days of recording, and I hope you're enjoying this, folks. And just to show you that sometimes some things never change, here's a song about a poor little boy who won't get anything for Christmas. It was recorded, believe it or not, in 1913. It's done by a very famous singer from the early part of the 20th century, Billy Williams, and that's not the same Billy Williams who recorded I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter in 1957, and I'll Get By, and a number of other songs, Pied Piper. This was another Billy Williams who was very, very popular around the same time as Billy Murray in the early part of the 20th century. This is called Why Don't Santa Claus Bring Something to Me by Billy Williams from 1913.
Another boy next door who was playing with a lot of Christmas toys upon the floor. Said he, where did you get those from? They are a bit all right. The other boy replied, why, Santa Claus brought them last night. That's funny, said the little chap. I hung my stocking too, but Santa Claus forgot me and he's brought them all to you. Why don't Santa Claus bring something to me? Why don't he never, never call? Other girls and boys get plenty of toys, but I get nothing at all. I've heard of Christmas carols, I've seen a Christmas tree, but I must have been a very naughty, naughty little boy, for he never brings nothing to me. little chap went in the house, his mother tried to find. He saw her and he said, say, isn't Santa Claus unkind? He's left a lot of lovely toys for that kid there next door. He cheats his mother too, much more than I do you, I'm sure. I wonder what I've done that he should never come in here. Perhaps you know the reason, won't you tell me, Mummy dear? Why don't Santa Claus bring something to me? Why don't he never, never call? Other girls and boys get plenty of toys, but I get nothing at all. I've heard of Christmas carols, I've seen a Christmas tree. I must have been a very naughty, naughty little boy, for he never brings nothing to me. The boy said to his mother, as a tear fell from her eye, I'll write to Santa Claus tonight and ask the reason why. Dear Santa Claus, he wrote, you quite forgot to bring some toys to me, just like you bring to all the other little boys. I'm sending this to heaven, 'cause my mummy says you're there. And please excuse me, 'cause I haven't got a stamp to spare. Why don't Santa Claus bring something to me? Why don't he never, never call? Other little boys get plenty of toys, but I get nothing at all. I've heard of Christmas carols, I've seen a Christmas tree. But I must have been a very naughty, naughty little boy, 'cause he never brings nothing to me.
Billy Williams there from 1913, and Why Don't Santa Claus Bring Something to Me? Here's a song that basically covers the same subject by one of the biggest male recording artists of the early part of the 20th century, Byron G. Harlan. He, along with another fellow, Arthur Collins, recorded In My Merry Oldsmobile and the original version of Abba Dabba Honeymoon. They did a lot of duets together, Arthur Collins and Byron G. Harlan. But this is Byron G. Harlan on his own from 1909 with a song called Why Don't Santa Claus Go Next Door?
Why do you and Daddy smile at me? Christmas, darling, is the day when little girls receive some presents from a hand they never see. Santa Claus comes down the chimney, as I've often said, filled your stocking with his own dear hand. I know, Mama, that he filled them while I am in bed. But there is one thing I can't understand. Why doesn't Santa Claus go next door? Why does he just visit me? Don't he like girls that are very poor and have no Christmas tree? I have more toys than I really need, and Santa is bringing me more. I'd be satisfied if he'd only divide. bright Christmas morn, looking sad and forlorn, on the street stood a poor little girl. She was watching the gay little children at play with the playthings that Santa Claus brought. With a tear in her eye, she said, I wonder why Santa Claus brought no plaything for me. Then a maiden drew near, kissed away a big tear. Don't cry, little darling, said she. Come and spend Christmas with me, dear. Come up to my house and play. I've no little sister, you see, dear, since the angels took Nelly away. You may have some of my playthings, and we'll have a Christmas tree. Come take my hand and don't cry, dear. Come and spend Christmas with me.
Two there by Byron G. Harlan, Come and Spend Christmas with Me from 1909, and Why Don't Santa Claus Go Next Door from the same year. Probably the other side of the record, assuming it was a flat disc, and it probably was. Flat discs were starting to be recorded at that time by Columbia, although Edison resisted them. He really wanted the cylinder to stay as the main type of record that was being recorded at that time. One of the most popular comedians of the time, although now we listen to this and it just seems incredibly corny, but the fellow's name was Cal Stewart. He was born in 1856, someplace in Virginia. They don't even know exactly where. And starting at about the time of the turn of the century, probably around 1896, 1897, he started recording Edison Records and sort of did monologues about this country bumpkin named Uncle Josh Weatherby. And Uncle Josh used to get letters from home, and there was this fictitious village called Pumpkin Center, which he supposedly lived in. And then he'd gone to the city, and of course, jobs were more plentiful in the city. So he'd talk about the city and write home to his country relatives and tell them about things like buses and trolleys and elevators and things that they'd never heard of. Well, he did a whole series of these records. You know, there's Uncle Josh on an automobile and Uncle Josh on a Fifth Avenue bus. But here's one from 1907, and it's called Uncle Josh Plays Santa Claus. And the one characteristic thing that you notice about Uncle Josh or Cal Stewart is that he always begins his records, and all through his monologues he has this rather silly sounding laugh, but I guess people liked it back then. So here's Cal Stewart as Uncle Josh with his 1907 recording of Uncle Josh Plays Santa Claus.
Well, sure, last Christmas down home at Pumpkin Center, they was having a lot of doings down to the First Baptist Church, Christmas tree and one thing and another, and nothing would do them but I must play Santa Claus. Well, Ezra Hawkins and Deacon Witherspoon talked me into it, and like a darn fool, I told him I would do it. Well, they took me back from the tail end of Ezra Hoskins' grocery store and put a fur suit on me, and the darn thing tickled my nose and made me sneeze. Wasn't if I'd had epizootic or hay fever. Then they put a basket on my back and put more toys in it, and it takes to stock any store in the land. Well, Rube Hendricks said I could have his yoke oxen that it do for reindeers. That Deacon Witherspoon said I could have his sleigh bells. That Ezra Austin said I could have his sleigh. Well, they got out the sleigh and the oxen, hitched him up to it. That put them darn bells on them, and them oxen got scared at the bells, and they loaded me up into the sleigh and started me off, and the darn critters run away. Well, I hollered gee at them and haw at them and woe at them, but the darn critters wouldn't gee, woe, haw, was a cent. Well, they run into a snowdrift and upset the sleigh and broke it up, and they just got me all covered up with snow and ice. Well, I got out of that, and the rest of them said they could take me down to the church. Well, they walked along ringing the sleigh bells to make folks think that Santa Claus was a-coming. Well, they got me down to church and put up a ladder to the chimney and told me climb up it and come down the chimney, and then they went into the church and left me there. Well, I just got started up, and Ezra Hawkins' dog took a right smart of the important portion of Santa Claus's pants. Well, I got up there and got started down that chimney, and I got stuck in it, and by gosh, they had to call out the fire department to get me out. When they got me out, the folks said in the church they didn't know before that Santa Claus was a colored man. Well, sir, I broke the Ten Commandments they had framed to hang up on the church, and I broke a workbox belonging to old Aunt Nancy Smith and a bottle of whiskey that somebody had sent to Jim Lawson, and the darn stuff run all over my clothes, and congregation said I'd either been drinking a right smart or was pretty drunk the way whiskey smelled. Well, they put me out of the church, and now they're talking about having me up in court for impersonating somebody I know there wasn't.
You Must Think I'm Santa Claus, sung by Tascott, Edison Records.
Sam Johnson was a coon who loved to gab, gave a present by the score. No matter how many presents he'd give, he'd say I was expecting some more. One day Sam called on his lady love, said, babe, you ain't treating me fair. The presents that you want me for to give to you would break a multi-millionaire. She wanted rubies, pearls, and diamonds. She wanted an automobile. She wanted a lot of important gowns and a coat of the best of steel. Sam said, I certainly does love you, babe, but I don't think that we will. Sam asked that lady for to give him that while leaving the house. He said, you must think I'm Santa Claus. Christmas comes to every day. I guess you hear sleigh bells ringing, babe, to every time I come this way. If you think I'm a human Christmas tree, you certainly made one cross. Because I give you presents, honey, once in a while. Don't think I'm Santa Claus. You must think I'm Santa Claus. Christmas comes every day. I guess you hear sleigh bells ringing, babe, and every time I come this way. If you think I'm a human Christmas tree, you certainly made one cross. Because I give you presents, honey, once in a while. Don't think I'm Santa Claus.
House on fire.
It might burn down for all you know about it. It's fine.
them. Nancy, where are my boots? Merry Christmas and a happy new year. Wonder what that's underneath my boots. Well, I'll be darn kitten when she sleep in it.
Where did you ever hear such a rat?
Oh, Lynn cut me in the eye.
Well, now let me see. I guess you're more scared than hurt. Just put a snowball on it for a minute and it'll be all right.
Say, can we play some games, Uncle Josh?
Well, I guess you can.
Well, let's play the needle's eye.
Well, that's what a damaged cylinder sounds like. That was Mr. and Mrs. Cal Stewart and Company, Cal Stewart again. And the Mrs. Cal Stewart, I guess, was Ada Jones, who was one of the most popular female singers of the early part of the 20th century. And that was called Christmas Time at Pumpkin Center. That was from 1905. And before that, another song from the same year by Tascott and You Must Think I'm Santa Claus. And then we heard from Cal Stewart again, and Uncle Josh plays Santa Claus, that one from 1907. You are definitely hearing some of the oldest Christmas material that exists, that's for sure. Well, we're going to go all the way up to 1916 for this one. We're going to play two different songs by two different bands. This is done by Robert Gaylor, and it's called Christmas Eve.
Thank you. Down the chimney and fill their little stockings. Wonder what I've got. Aha, a drum. Oh, and here's a doll. And a toy trumpet for a little soldier boy. Oh, and lots of other things, too. You ponies behave till I come back. I won't be gone a minute. Ha 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 ha! Won't the children be happy in the morning? Away we go. Get up! Children, come and see this wonderful Christmas tree. Postman, more Christmas presents. Hooray! Hooray! what the baby got. A rattle.
Come along, children. Breakfast is ready.
The group that we heard at the beginning of the hour, the Princess Orchestra from 1911 and On a Christmas Morn. Before that, two by the Miros Band, M-I-R-O-S. The Miros Band, both from 1918, Christmas Morn and Christmas Eve. And we started the set off with that kind of music boxy version of O Tannenbaum and a couple of other familiar Christmas songs, and that was called Christmas Eve by Robert Gaylor from 1916. I'd like to let you hear now the very first recording of the sleigh ride party that I heard. Yes, there is yet another one. This one from 3 years later than the others, which had come out in 1898. Back on January 5th of 1975, after Christmas, Dr. Demento presented on his syndicated show that particular Sunday night a cylinder that someone had just given him of the sleigh ride party from 1901 by the Hayden Quartet. Now, the Hayden Quartet did all kinds of different things, and you're going to hear a couple of other things in addition to this. But this is yet another version of the Sleigh Ride Party, the same vaudeville-type skit. But Jingle Bells is sung in a different key. That's why when I heard the Greater New York Quartet version in 2002, when I first found it on the tinfoil.com website, I remember thinking to myself, I know I've heard another version of this with the song sung in a different key. And it was this version from 1901 by the Hayden Quartet.
The Sleigh Ride Party by the Hayden Quartet. Ah, boys, here comes the sleigh. Whoa, whoa, da fool apart. You hear nothing but boarding packs. You can hang your hat any place on him. Say, Mabel, where's that lunch basket?
Why, I think I've got my feet in it.
Well, I should think you had. Say, take your feet out of that mince pie, will you?
Here, Maggie Murphy, why didn't you put the lunch basket under the tree?
Oh, you girls make me tired. Hey, driver, stop at the very first roadhouse you come to, understand?
All right, boss. Giddy up.
Dashing to the snow in a one-horse-open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. What fun it is to ride in a one-horse-open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Wooda, here's the roadhouse, fools. Oh, here's the roadhouse. Now say, boys and girls, what are you going to have to drink on me?
Give me a sherry slip.
Give me a hot shot.
Yeah, well, sir, bring me a mixed ale with a little mulligan in it.
Ah, Patsy, that's the stuff, all right. Well, drink hearty now.
Here's my God. Ah!
Say, Mabel, you hold the lines now, won't you?
Not on your life.
Get up.
I say, oh, Toronto, I thought I'd take a ride. And soon this granny cried, was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank, the sword and seemed his lap. We got into a twisted bank, and we got a flap.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
That, my darling. Now, just one kiss before we go.
But remember, just one.
Ah, for heaven's sake, straight away. Yeah.
Silence, 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 silence
From 1904, that was Harry McNuff and The Sabbath Morn, or The Holy City, or sometimes it's actually called Jerusalem. Before that, we heard from the Hayden Quartet from 1909 and a very interesting version of Silent Night, because the lyrics are quite different from what we're used to. And we started out with the Hayden Quartet from 1901 and their version of The Sleigh Ride Party.